And now, let's go on a brief tour of one of the most ancient areas of Rome, the Capitoline Hill, and learn why a she-wolf is the official symbol of the city of Rome. Our guide is the Pope's former Latinist, Father Reginald Foster, who was accompanied there by Veronica Scaresbrick.
This is like the second hill of Rome, because across from us is the Palatine Hill, where Romulus and the Romans lived. And on this hill, there were other people, the Sabines. And they had a war. This is all mythology, kind of, you know, early Roman history, with Romulus on this side and Tatius on this side. In any case, they had the famous war between the Romans and the Sabines. And the two kings got together and said, let's join our two hills together to make a city. So when the Palatine Hill over there and the Capitoline Hill on this side were joined together, that was the beginning of the city of Rome. And between it was like a valley or a marshland, which turned out to be the Roman Forum.
Which is like the Roman marketplace.
Yeah, right? Now it is. Yeah, now, yeah, it was for, I mean, several 600 years, 800 years. But so the joining of the two hills really produced the city of Rome. That's why it's the second hill of the seven hills of Rome.
We're walking up these steps, I think, you know, they're made for horses rather than for people, because you can actually, certainly,
entourage and kings and queens came here for centuries.
And it's designed by Michelangelo. It's a bit like a stage set, isn't it, as we walk up?
This is all, the stone is all glorious. This has all been cleaned up these past couple of years. It's really a wonder of the world.
We're walking towards a square.
It's the Capitoline Hill. In the old days, I mean, when I came to Rome 37 years ago, behind this little fountain here, they had cages where the she-wolves were. They had one or two she-wolves in there. And I think once in the summer it got so hot, one died, and so they had to take the animals
away. Recalling the legend of Romulus and Remus, that's why the she-wolves were,
yes. For the simple reason that Romulus and Remus were abandoned in a basket, like Moses in the Nile River.
And it was a legend, wasn't it?
Yes. And they were washed up on the side of the river and were crying. And a she-wolf came running out from the woods here, right around this hill, out there, and milked them for several days.
They were twins, right?
Yes, Roma. And the same thing with Cain and Abel. It's very, the parallel stories, there's no question about it. And anyway, so it was the she-wolf who saved the twins. And then 2 days later, a shepherd came by, Faustulus, and he raised the twins. But it was the she-wolf who really saved them from starvation. And that's why they have her as the symbol of Rome. They started on the Palatine Hill, and Romulus put a wall around that. And he got in a fight with his brother. His brother thought it was a silly idea. And there are two or three different traditions here. But his brother Remus was killed by him or by someone else is another story. And then Romulus went on as the first king of Rome for about 40 years.
And gave his name to Rome.
And that was the Pope's former Latinist, Father Reginald Foster, speaking to Veronica Scaresbrick.